there somewhere. Had a top on, and that would keep that milk cold.
Now, the dairy, what was that that you mentioned?
Where they sold milk, you know.
But that's the only name that place like that's the only place a dairy could be. Mm-hmm. You never heard of the place at home calling dairy where you might keep.
No, not at home. Mm-mm.
And what do you call the place around the barn? I mean, you said that would be the stall where the cows and mules and other animals could walk around. And what's this out here called? This
pasture.
And did you ever raise cotton?
Yes.
And what did you have to do to raise the cotton? What? Tell me about the work you did there with the cotton.
First of all, we broke the dirt. Broke the ground.
With a what?
A plow.
And then what'd you do?
And then it had to be you broke it, and then the rows were laid off, and then it was planted, and then plowed.
The plow the only thing you used, the only machine that you had to use?
Now, in fact, I planted the cotton and peanuts. When my brother was in the service, we couldn't get any help to do it.
So you did the planting?
I did one year. There was no one there. He couldn't hire anybody, and it had to be done.
Yes, sir.
And he was working, and it had to be done.
Well, what do you do to, you might have to do this to the cotton?
Hoe. All right,
and
chop. First it was chopped, chop out the excess.
So when you chop cotton, you take out all the plants that you don't need, is that all
right? Uh-huh. And then after then it was hoed.
Oh, now what's the hoeing then?
Hoe out the grass, because to start with there would be no grass. It'd be so young, and the grass didn't have time to get started. But nowadays people don't chop cotton anymore, because see, with the tractors you can regulate the paint plop the seed.
Well, what do you call that undesirable grass that grows up in a cotton field like that you have to hoe out?
Just grass. Everything is grass and weeds. Everything is called grass.
And
when they say go out and hoe cotton, you just know to hoe up everything but the cotton. Same way with peanuts. When you go to hoe peanuts, you know to hoe up everything but the peanuts. But then we did have to pull weeds,
What do you pull with? Do you pull weeds in the cotton?
Well, in peanuts nowadays, they do it now.
But you don't plow it out?
No, it grows after they're laid by, and it has to be, I've passed some fields this year, and there'll be 10 or 15 people out there pulling weeds in that field.
Well, what do you call the place where cotton and corn grow?
Farm.
Or the area. It wouldn't be a pasture.
It'd be a land, the land.
But, there's another word. Corn.
Oh, crop.
Well, the area, the piece of land, you wouldn't grow it in the pasture. You'd grow it in the... You don't want to plow up your pasture. You plow up the...
Ground.
And the ground is the...
Dirt.
Well,
soil.
I'm sure you've already said the word. It would be a... This out here is...
Dirt.
What's this area of land out here called?
Acres.
Well, this is a pasture over here. Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So what's this over here?
This pasture right there, but beyond the pasture is some farm dirt.
And what's over there across the street?
Same, a pasture, and then our peanuts and corn.
And what are they growing?
Beg pardon?
My husband might say, I got to go out to the peanut
field. Oh, I haven't said the word field. Yeah, I got to go to the peanut field or the cotton corn field. Yes, we say that a lot.
And what are some different names for some different kinds of wooden fences?
Rail fence.
Now, what's a rail fence?
Rails were cut and just stacked, crisscross like that on top of one another. Just a rail fence.